Well, the Kings are headed to the Stanley Cup Finals. Game 5 on the ice last night in Glendale.
Penner got in. Lifted the puck over here and the shot is stopped. Up is Penner! He scores! Penner got the rebound and scores the goal that sends the Los Angeles Kings into the Stanley Cup Final.
That Dustin Penner tally at 17:42 of overtime lifted the Kings to a 4-3 series-clinching win over the Coyotes. Sound courtesy of CBC. Los Angeles advances to the championship series and awaits the winner of the Rangers-Devils series. Those two skate in Game 5 tonight. Their series is tied at 2. To the NBA postseason on the hardwood last night in Miami.
That pass picked off. Wade flips it down. Beautiful. Wade to Kings. They are running at all cylinders here tonight. 18-point lead and Indiana will talk it over.
And whatever they talked about certainly didn't work. That LeBron James dunk, 2 of his game-high 30 points, helped the Heat blast the Pacers in a chippy contest, 115-83. Sound courtesy of TNT. Miami, who now leads the series 3-2, can close out Indiana in Game 6 on Thursday. To baseball in the American League, Wilson Betemit and Steve Tolleson each hit 2-run shots as Baltimore bounced Boston 4-1. Tampa Bay topped Toronto 8-5, Texas held off Seattle 3-1, the Angels one-hit Oakland 4-0, Detroit dropped Cleveland 8-5, Minnesota blew out the White Sox 9-2, and Phil Hughes pitched the Yankees to a 3-2 win over Kansas City. Over to the NL, Lucas Duda's tie-breaking single in a 2-run ninth gave the Mets a 3-2 win over Pittsburgh. St. Louis blanked San Diego 4-zip behind an Adam Wainwright 4-hitter, Cincinnati downed Atlanta 4-3, the Dodgers rallied to beat Arizona 8-7, Washington sent Philadelphia to its fourth straight loss with a 5-2 win. The Cubs have lost 8 straight after falling to Houston 2-1. Miami got by Colorado 7-6, and San Francisco dumped Milwaukee 6-4. And in NFL news, Hall of Fame running back Eric Dickerson is the latest former player to sue the league, seeking compensation for head injuries. Dickerson is the lead plaintiff among 15 men named in the suit filed Monday in federal court in Houston. More than 1,000 former NFL players are suing, saying not enough was done to inform them about the concussion dangers, and not enough is done to take care of them today. The NFL has said any allegation it intentionally misled players is meritless. I'm Tristan O'Neill, WAMC News.